Blog Talk Radio.
Own your life.
What's up? I'm Tito Ortiz.
This is Rob Van Dam.
Hi, this is Mark Merrill.
Hi, my name is Ray Lloyd, Glacier in World Championship Wrestling.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho, and I just want to say that DDP's yoga pretty much changed my life.
I was 37 years old, and basically I was just taking a pass on everything and letting life pass me by.
You gotta get your hands.
Diamond Cutter. Take it back. Bring your arms out to a T. Clench your fist. Hulk it up. Woo!
Cause it's time. It's your time.
I feel better now at 40 than I ever have my entire life. And that's not just a cliche, it's the truth. So thank you.
I am stronger now. I'm going to be 52 years old. I'm stronger now than I've ever been in my entire life. Absolutely incredible.
DDP Yoga changed my life.
And it will change yours.
DDP Yoga. It ain't your mama's yoga.
What's up? And welcome to another episode of DDP Radio. I want to welcome my usual cohorts in crime here. I want to welcome Robert. How you doing tonight, Robert?
Hanging in there, man. How are you doing?
Good, man. Very good. It's very, very, very busy week and getting ready for a really busy weekend. How you doing there, Sparky?
I'm fantastic, man. Geared up for the weekend, bro.
You ready to come down? Raise a little hell?
I can do that.
And how about you, Stace?
I'm great. I am packing for Atlanta right now.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah.
We are in the midst of shooting our second group of people that we are, you know, part members of the team, DDP Yoga, who've been amazing transformations. And we got Steve Yu, who's been pulling it all together on the end of just outlining all this infomercial, what we're going to do and everything. And this weekend, we're going to get to see Sparky. Sparky's going to be the first time we're going to meet each other. I'm looking forward to that. So,
that's
going to be great. And then I just recently met Stacy because we went up and surprised her and our other buddy Kyle up there, Kyle Downey. So, Stace, let's talk about that for a second before I get into some other things here. We're being interviewed by Steve. What were you thinking? What do you think was going on today?
Well, I was just thinking when Steve said he wanted to come and interview me and do some pre-interview stuff, I was thinking, well, that makes total sense to get some of the work out of the way. And I was just sitting there going with the flow. And I had planned at some point to sort of, I don't know, do some sort of speech for when I met you face-to-face for the first time. And you... totally, at about 20 minutes into the interview, in you walk into the living room, and I was just, I was speechless. I mean, all I could do was sort of double over and giggle for about 10 minutes. I felt like an idiot.
The champagne didn't help, though, as far as the giggling part, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you went on your second or third glass of champagne and loosen up yourself for the for the interview.
Yeah. And then I had a couple more after you got there. And basically my first in-person workout with you, I was hungover. But I did it anyway. I knew you didn't want to hear it, you know, so sucked it in.
Yeah, I was going to go, oh, you're hungover? Oh, that's too bad. Then we won't do it. But tell everybody what a real trooper you are. What happened about halfway through the workout?
Well, when you busted me because I never wore a heart monitor?
No, not that part.
That... <All right. laughs> Oh,
yeah,
God.
Never wore a heart monitor. But what happened to you? Did you have to go to the bathroom or something during the workout?
Oh, yeah. I just excused myself, and I said, oh, you know, I need a little bathroom break. And as they say in Wayne's World, I went in and hurled. But I came back out, and I finished, didn't I?
She did. I had no idea, Pat. I had no idea, though. That's what's so awesome about it. But the first thing, this is really important for people who are listening, because people tune in to this all the time. They go to the podcast, they listen to what happens. You know, and a lot of people get the program, they never get that heart monitor. And you can still have good results, obviously. You know, Stacy had awesome results. But what happened? You hear that, Robert?
Okay, so what's that? Like, rubbing on the phone.
I'm banging or something.
Okay, all right, it stopped. Whoever's doing that. I thought it was Yoga Day. I'm at Yoga Doc's house, and they are playing the loudest rock and roll, man. And I'm, like, on the third floor. They're in the basement. So I thought they tapped into my phone somehow. I actually had a beat to it. But, So, Stacy, I get you with a heart monitor, by the way, you must have been working on rugs, too, because her mat was rolled up and folded up. It was the worst mat I ever saw in my life.
Pathetic, yeah.
But
said throw it away.
You need to get you a Manduka.
I told her. I think Phil was getting them for her. What happened to your workout when you really started realizing, wow, this heart monitor?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what I realized? The heart monitor made me realize that I've been doing the workouts, but basically my version of the workouts was more like Tai Chi. Because I wasn't engaging enough, you know, and I never would have known.
You would have lost weight even faster because if you're not up to your fat burning zone, and I'm sure there's times later on when you were above it, like way above it, but in the beginning of your workout, like it's so important to have that heart rate monitor on so you can get yourself jacked up in the first 2 minutes. I did a show here called The Regular Guys. And one of the guys is Vinny Bucci, and he's a sweet kid. And, maybe at the time when I first met him, he's about 70, 80 pounds, or maybe 70, 60, 70. He's not that tall. He's only about 5'5", 5'6". And he, of course, is the kicking stump for the regular guys on the morning show. They just crucify him. And they had him actually come in and work out with me before we went on the radio. And then we were going to do things, have him work out on the radio, which how do you have someone work out on the radio? But we did. And Bucci put it over you. He was sweating his ass off. You know, they busted his chops. And you know, it was actually a great show. We sold a lot of workout people here in the Atlanta area. And, I set the programs. And I'll never send it to a radio station again because people will start grabbing shit. And so what he was supposed to get, which was the full combo pack, he got like 3 DVDs, and they were all like intermediate to advanced. And he's like, why did EDP send me this? But he thought enough about it that he went and bought the program, the level one, and then he wasn't allowed to work out because they were doing some weight loss thing that they had at the time on the station, and he had to drink these shakes and blah, 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 but you couldn't work out. But long story short, he lost like 35 pounds. But as soon as he got to the end where he wasn't losing any more weight, no matter what he did, the contest was over. So he started doing, the EDP yoga program. And came into Atlanta. Hello, who's bouncing around in there? I came into Atlanta, and Yoga Doc is adjusting me. And he says, so were you on the regular guys today? I said, no, I was in Birmingham seeing Brittany. And he goes, well, you were on. Someone told me it was their best play, the best stuff. So he goes, how'd that guy Vinny Bucci ever do? I go, come on, Vinny's never going to do it. Now, that night, I get back to my house. I don't know he's doing it or anything. I get back to, Yoga Doc's house. I start looking at my emails, and up pops Vinny Bucci on someone who bought something. I'm going, did he not get his program? So I call Alan, who's our distributor and stuff. He's my partner and everything. And he goes, no, dude, he got it. I sent it out. I was like, okay, that's all I know. If Alan sent it out, a lot of people are listening. You bought it, you get that workout in 2 or 3 days. That's Alan Lundloff. I mean, he's bing, bang, boom. Unless he's on the road, you're getting shipped out almost immediately, and we always do second day air. So that's real, like, next day shipping or rush shipping that none of the other fuckers do. Alan told me he got it, so I looked down, and I'm making some other work. Alan calls me back. He goes, hey, Steve. Yeah, he says, how'd you hear about it? He said he told the whole story when you came on the regular guys, and he loves the workout. He's been doing it for the last 2 weeks, but he knew he needed a heart monitor because he keeps talking about the heart monitor, Stacy. He was just going, I need a damn heart monitor. And I called him up, and I've been working out with him the last 2 days. So he come by here, her and Stacy Stalby, who will be down here shooting the infomercial this weekend as well. She actually lives here. But I was so psyched with this kid. And when he came here, I mean, he's one of those kids that you think aren't going to put the work in, and he has totally surprised me. And he's got this monster work ethic, and everything, just in 2 days, how much he improved blew my mind. You know, so that's that stuff of, you know, getting that on hand. But, well, Stace, let me ask you, from doing the workout and doing it, and it's a great workout no matter how you look at it, but when I come and work out with you, what happens to the workout?
Say that again? What?
When I come when you, and actually show you boom, boom, boom,
oh,
like in a couple of minutes, what, where did that workout take you next?
Well, it took me a while to get there, but you showed me how to get to my target heart rate, and I had to work harder than I was used to working, but I needed to know that.
And that's important for people who are, you know, 50, 60, 100, 150, 200 pounds overweight. There's a reason for that. And a lot of times, yes, it's what you eat, but not exactly, because I know you know that person, that girl who's 111 pounds or 106 pounds, who's been eating shit her whole life. She's been eating french fries and shakes and, you know, double cheeseburgers, and she's still skinny as hell. You know, or the guy like that. You know, they can eat anything. Well, those people are gifted. They're lucky. But they also have a very high metabolism and a heart rate that goes high. Like my heart rate, I can get my heart rate up, boom, like immediately. And that's just a gift. But I've also stayed like that. Because you can be at that position and then get sedentary, 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 and all of a sudden you ain't got that no more. I always say, if you don't lose it, you lose it. You know, Stacey, she got to work harder. You know, and a lot of you girls and guys out there who are, you know, extremely overweight, that's one of the reasons, because your metabolism is so slow. Now, the positive side is there's a good chance you got a really good heart. And when your heart rate comes down really fast or being up, that's the positive side. So I want to get Stacey, I want you to start taking some questions, you know, from anybody down on the chat room.
I just put it out there. If anyone has a question, fire it away at me, and then I'll ask you.
And, you know, Sparky, I think every week you want to just do a column that sends up every week, that if you got questions for people who can't make the podcast, I should say, to the live thing, that they can get those answers. And if you're reading, you know what I mean? So I think you want to start
that.
I think that would be cool.
Anybody there's actually one in the blog right now. If they go in and look under the forums, just shoot some questions in there. If you can't make it and you listen to this tomorrow and not tonight live, exactly what Dallas said.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, awesome. I want to mention, there's a lot of people out there listening to Twitter who are listening to the show. As a matter of fact, Robert, go in there and tell people that we're on the air, because I always forget to do that. It was very cool. Steve, you called me today and goes, did you see what Jericho said about DDP yoga? And I said, no, I didn't. You know, and Chris has really been amazing, because, you know, so everybody hears this, I don't pay Chris anything. And Chris Jericho is a $1 million guy. You know, I know I've been that guy once in my life. And he's that. When you're that, you're an expensive cat. You know, you don't do anything, you know, unless you really believe in something. And I can't afford Chris. And, you know, we become buddies, more friends out of wrestling than we were in. And mainly because I've helped him, you know. Man, he couldn't wrestle a year ago, you know, according to the doctors. And now he is main eventing WrestleMania, which is so effing cool to me. But he told me a while ago, and I forgot about it, but he wrote on Twitter today, I just did a kick-ass DDP yoga photo session for August Men's Health magazine. And then he wrote, Channel 13. Yeah, right? But in typical Chris Jericho fashion, he wrote, now searching the halls for 30 Rock, looking for Jack Daugherty. You know, from 30 Rock.
Hey, Dallas, I have a question from Katie Stifler.
Okay,
Katie, are you doing any convention appearances that will include workouts?
You know, we tried that one time and we didn't get any kind of response from it, but I think now that, you know, that it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger, I think that we will. I'm going to look to do that probably in the next couple of months. I'm going to be down in Miami for WrestleMania, and I'm actually working out because some of the new guys, a lot of you guys know that Santino, because Santino actually puts posts up on Twitter about doing the workout. And also Kane, and Mick Foley, Taz, we've had him on the show. But some of the new guys, for some of the younger guys that are out there, and this is what I really love, because these are the big badass guys, like the guy goes by Ryback, and what's his other working name that he goes by, Robert?
Skip Sheffield.
Yeah, Sheffield. Yeah, he's like 6'3", 290, and I got awesome, you know, text back from him. He wrote, CDP, I just got the program, thank you so much, and he said, I did wake up last night and then did Energy and Red Hot Core this morning, and I could tell it's exactly what I've been looking for. And then he told Titus about it, and then Titus called me, and then Ezekiel Jackson. And I thought I sent the program to him, and then I told him I'd bring it to him in Atlanta, because the boys are all going to be here in Atlanta, and I just happened to be here, you know, the Monday before WrestleMania, which is awesome. So I'm going to set up a program with a bunch of the guys and see who wants to. I know Kane wanted to get a one-on-one with me, and sort of Foley. So we'll probably do that, you know, where their time allocates while I'm down there at Mania, which will be an awesome time to also, you know, spend with those guys. I'll also be down there at the Wrestle Reunion that they have. Sal Corinti has every year that follows WrestleMania. So I'll be down there for that, and then I'll be at the I'll be at a bar too with Nash. I can't remember the name of it, though. He hasn't called me back. I want to say it's Shanigan's or some Irish name place. I think Nash, him and Dave Hero, you know, took over the place, and I'm not exactly sure how it all goes down, but I know I'll be there. So.
Oh, cool! So, I've got a couple more questions if you have time. Jay Campbell from Toronto, he wants to know, first of all, are you coming to Canada, or when you are? And are you still in contact with John Stamboli?
No, not in contact with John. I haven't talked to him in a long time. But I am coming to Canada, though, and I'll be in Toronto. I'll be there on the 14th doing another Wrestle Reunion up there. And I am also just got to talk to him about showing up in there's a wrestling show somewhere on that Monday, so I know I'm going to be doing there. I'll be doing some autograph appearance there or something. And I'm going to be doing some – I just got booked on some TV show on the Friday before the Saturday show. And I was talking to Trish about me coming in and doing something there on Sunday at her studio that she's got there. We haven't finalized any of that yet, though. We're basically playing phone tag. But, yeah, I'm looking to head back into Toronto on the 13th, and I'll be there for the 14th. So. And 15th, well, and 16th, actually.
Jay, you just made Jay's day.
Awesome. You have any more questions about that or no?
No, I think that's it for the moment.
If anybody can say, if you have any questions about the program, if you have any questions about eating, you know, diet, you know, whatever, you know, we're here. So this is your time to actually ask, or you can actually call in. And what's the number, Sparky?
347-994-1216. Was that slow enough this time? I think everybody got it.
That was pretty good. That was pretty good. I also have an interview that just went up on the whole effing show, and it's actually spell out effing the whole fucking show. There's a guy named Kevin. I had a lot of fun doing his show with him. He is a huge supporter of DDP Yoga. He's lost like 30 pounds in like 5 weeks, and he's got like an awesome energy going about him. Him and his buddy Danny, they're entertaining to listen to, you know, when they're doing the interview. And I'm actually going to do my picks for WrestleMania on the show. I think we're filming it tomorrow, taping it tomorrow, and then they're going to turn it into a blog that I can put out there. So So, Robert, do we have anybody in the queue that wants to come on in, or is everybody being shy tonight?
Actually, we've got one so far. His name is Nick.
Hey, Nick, put him on.
Hey, how's it going, everybody?
Hey, Nick.
Where are you from, buddy?
Thanks for having me, man. Hey, I'm from D.C., and it's a really pleasure to be talking to you guys. I'm on my day three now of DDP Yoga, and it's just really phenomenal. I'm just feeling the energy and there's a lot of love in the community. You can tell it's really warm welcomes, and I know my wife and I were both in on it. I think I tweeted you, Paige, about it that I thought my wife needed a bit of motivation, and then she's actually kicking my ass on it, you know. So.
Mm-hmm. You're going to keep moving, bro.
And that's a good thing.
Yeah, it's great. You know, we keep each other motivated, you know, and that's something that's really going to help us, I think, moving forward. So, I don't know, it's just great. And so, Stacy, I really wanted to say, thank you to Stacy, because, Stacy, you really, I know we don't know each other, but, like, you really motivated me a lot, you know, seeing your videos, and Arthur Borman as well has just been a really phenomenal motivation. Like I have no excuse to not, you know, to not just go at it, you know, and just change things for the better. And so we're just doing we're doing our routine right now, and we're slowly working on the diet. You know, that's the next thing is, you know, we've cut out all the crap and the soda and stuff, but really going hardcore with, like, you know, trying to get on some kind of like dairy-free, gluten-free sort of thing soon. So.
Well, check out the recipes on Team DDP Yoga. They have some really fantastic ones that taste good.
Oh, yeah. Oh, good. Yeah, I've seen that. And, I got to say, I do want to try that cobbler recipe you posted.
Oh.
I saw
man,
that. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's good.
I actually had some Stacy's cobbler. I actually had some of her cobbler. It was awesome. She had way too many sweets in that house when we got there. Oh, God.
Awesome. I got a shrimp canoa recipe from somebody too on the forum. They posted it on my wall earlier, so that was I'll try that out. I'm just trying new things, but anyways, hey guys, you know, I don't want to keep you. I just really thank you.
Nick, before you go,
yeah,
Nick, before you go, how did you hear about the program? How did you catch on to it?
Actually, it's funny. You told me about. Well, okay, like I sent you this like. This mark out like message on your YouTube, just like, oh man, you know, I've been watching you since back in the day, da da da, you know, feel the bang and all that, you know, and like you were like, oh, that's really cool, and you sent me a message back, and this is like over a year ago, and you said, you know, you should really look into the YRG. It was back when it was YRG,
right?
And I looked into it, but I really just kept, you know, I was slacking, whatever, but we finally I've been keeping up with it, you know, and I've been following the Twitter and all that, and we finally committed to it. So,
yeah, that's like the norm, man. I talk to so many people that say, you know, I heard about this 5 years ago, dude. I just saw that video of Arthur or whatever, Stacy, whatever. You know, I just said, fuck it, I'm going to pull the trigger now. And to me, it worked like once I got your money. I care. I want you to do really well. You know, that's why I've been like, lately, I don't call everybody because I can't call everybody, but people who buy the program, you know, I just grab a couple numbers every day and I call them, and most people, you know, they don't answer a blocked number. So I leave them a long message, a long-winded message, telling them about Team DDP Yoga and our retreat. As a matter of fact, I do want to mention a word about my retreat that we got. We are solidified. We are definitely doing that. We got enough people to kick that off at this point right here. So July 26th, we are definitely going to Mexico. And I want to say Stacy's going to be there and Arthur is going to be there. So it's going to be awesome, man. It's going to be awesome time.
Like, well, that's like 5 days before my birthday. Yeah, yeah. I turned 32 on the 31st. So that's really cool.
Just to let you know, Nick, in case you decide you feel like coming, it ain't your mama's retreat. We party too. You know, it ain't your mama's working out and eating good. And we had such a great time last year. It was about 28 of us, and yeah, everybody just really bonded. We had a great time. And my sister comes down, and she's like the queen of travel agency. Like she really makes sure everybody's taken care of. And yeah, there's like no screw ups on my trip. I got the travel agent with me. You
that's
know.
Awesome. That's awesome, yeah. Man.
Yeah, really good. Well, Mickey, thanks for calling in, bro. I appreciate it, man.
Hey,
thanks
I appreciate
for calling,
it.
Nick.
Thanks for having me. Thank you. Later, Nick.
Yeah, that's so funny. How it takes people a while, you know, and then some people come in right away. Man, I've seen it. I need it. Boom, let's do it. And,
yeah, it took me months. It took me a couple months when I first saw it because I was going through WWE and they had your profile on there. Where are they now? And I saw it and I was like, ah. And then I came back a couple months later, saw it, and I was like, okay, I need to do something with my fat ass.
and would you ever think now back then you'd be like co-hosting the show with me?
Absolutely not. I still remember when you called and you asked, and I was like, I don't know.
And you're like, okay, bro, we'll just put a repeat on. And then I called in that first show. With this is sort of done for me. It's like I'm not this never real super social kind of guy, never real talkative, still kind of quiet and stuff. But this has really helped me open up an aspect of my life that I wasn't in touch with before. And, man, that first show after I kind of hit that up, and, man, you called in kind of late, and then Miro called and surprised, and then Ray called and surprised. It, like, a lot of friends of the show called in. It was just amazing. It's an amazing experience.
Well, you know, it's all about – I'll tell you what, Sparky, you keep talking. This is Dawn Marie. I got to take this call, so hold on. You guys do your thing.
Okay.
Let me do this. All right.
For all of you who don't know, we've been doing this for about a year between Stacy and I and Robert, and it's just been – man, this past year has been pretty crazy with the show, like doing our own community shows and, you know, DDP coming in with lately all these great – great guests as far as like Jericho and Perry Saturn. I don't know how you guys feel about it, but I've been totally rocked by the show.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
it's,
cool.
It's inspirational to hear these guys talk about how DDP Yoga has helped them.
Yeah, and you look at the people like Kyle's going to come on a little bit later. Kyle is like, that. What that guy's done, and I think he's I want to say 14 weeks. We'll catch up on him and figure it out. But he is completely ripped. And then you look at the guys like Jericho. Anybody who's been a fan of Jericho for a long time and followed him back in the days of WCW and whatnot, I mean, he was always in great shape. But if you look at him now and he's 40, like, that guy is diesel. He's completely ripped, and that's all DDP Yoga.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
Yeah, so.
Guys, I have a question. If you guys want to, maybe Sparky and I, Robert, do you guys have any experience with insomnia? There's a new member named Christina Barcelona who wants to know if it's detrimental to work out at night, and can that aggravate insomnia?
Speaking from my personal experience, I had insomnia once a couple of years ago, 16 days, no more than 2 hours of sleep a night. And it took me a while to get out of it. And I know how annoying, worrisome, and stressful having insomnia is. You have no clue at some points in the day what the hell is going on with yourself. And actually, later in my life, when I started at DDP Yoga, I had sleep apnea, which isn't like insomnia because you're actually sleeping, but you're not getting oxygen when you're sleeping. You're stopping breathing. So during the day, I felt kind of tired and terrible. Now, get into the exercise and how that's going to impact you. Like, exercise spends me. It spends me, and I sleep so soundly. I would think, not from a medical opinion, but just from what I know from reading and whatnot, I mean, if you're going to go through and you're going to take your body through the motions and, you know, really get a good, solid workout in, that would put your body to the motion where you're going to have to get some rest. I would hope it helps you sleep a little bit more soundly. I know it helps me sleep better now.
Yeah, sometimes I do work out at night. Mostly it's during the day, but it's never adversely affected me. And like you said, if anything, it kind of wears me out a little and helps me sleep better.
Yeah.
What question did you come with on that? Who asked that about sleeping?
Yeah, there's a new member, Christina Barcelona, who wanted to know if it's detrimental to work out at night because it might aggravate insomnia or interfere with sleeping. And she wondered what we thought of that.
Yeah, well, I think that's what you said, Stacey. Sometimes I work out, you know, it's got to wind you down, right? You know, it's about me. I'd rather work out in the morning, personally, because if you don't eat and you go right to work out, you're burning your most calories that you're going to burn. I don't know how it works out like that, but I know metabolically that's like the best. Or if you have a grapefruit or something, and, you know, a little acidic fruit, and then start to work out, it's almost the same thing. But, you know, I try not to eat like a big breakfast or whatever before I work out. And as you know, Stacey, I had a pretty big breakfast.
Yeah, but that was after. I'm actually going to hop into a workout right after the show, because I haven't gotten a workout. It's been a pretty busy day, so I'm looking forward to it. Now I'm going to sleep pretty good.
it's always better to get it, period, than not get it at all. And it's always better to get a shitty one than not get it at all.
You know? Absolutely.
Yeah.
On your days. Yeah, we're going to have a pretty busy time here. Sparky, when are you coming into Atlanta? Are you coming in on Friday afternoon? Is that when you're coming in?
Yeah, Friday afternoon. I'll be there like 3:30-ish, something like that.
Okay.
I think my flight's coming, so.
Yeah, Robert. Steve told me, so I'll be picking you up on that. It's gonna be cool. Yeah, we got I got Terry doing the part where she's asking the question. So make sure you guys both talk to her in detail, okay? Before you get out of there. And I know she already talked to you briefly, didn't she, Stacey?
We've been phone tagging. I sent her some email thoughts, and I'm gonna get in touch with her tomorrow.
Okay.
By phone.
Awesome. You know, it's a pretty. Yep. It's a really fun time, but, it's a learning time, putting this whole infomercial together, because I just want a broader stage to rage so people can really find out about what we're doing here. And, but this is really, really, really involved. And, it's just me, Steve, and Robert, and Terry just came in here and took a lot off, I think, as far as, because Steve tried to do 10 things at one time, and he's even worse than me. And, it's going to, fault, especially when we only have so many people in for so long. And then we're going to do, photo shoot, on the Saturday night after we do the things at the hotel. We're going to do that back at Steve's place and going to make some gluten-free pizza and grill up some chicken. And it's going to be fun. Break out some wine, and it'll be a good time.
If anybody can get it done, it's going to be Steve, because he's so detail-oriented, and I don't think he knows how to fail.
Yeah, well, he just keep going until he figures it out.
Yeah.
As you know.
I think it's just amazing between the three of you that you've come this far with it. I mean, the stuff that you guys pull together as a team is, people don't realize it's just a couple people putting it together. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's that whole site looks just. I mean, I've got a lot of great compliments on the site, because it's so friendly. I'm talking about from a lot of people because I do so many promos. I was working with a guy yesterday. His name is Ira. Me and Steve went to see him. He's like a genius in branding, and he was telling me when he was a kid that he worked the World's Fair, which was in, Yonkers, New York. I went to it when I was a kid. I was about 5. He was about 15 at the time, and he was working, like, the ice slush stand where, you take the ice and you pour the sugar on top of it, colored sugar water. And he said that the Coca-Cola guy came around to him and all his friends that were all working the little stands and gave him $10 and 200 Coke cups. That all said the red and white and the Coke on it, just the picture of the color Coke and the name Coke. And he said what he wanted them to do was when he got off work is to take those cups, you put a cup upside down and you stomp on it, and it just, it breaks down into the ground. And he said, your entire way out of here, I want you to step on one every 5 feet. So what he did, he didn't realize at the time, but he had like 15 other kids doing the same thing. And what he found out later was the reason he did that was because all the, the park was all cleaned up by the time they left. So when they leave, they stomp all these Coca-Cola cups everywhere. So what do people see when
everybody's
they walk
drinking
in?
The Coke.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And definitely. He also told me, because he's a big, obviously, branding guy and guy who's a consultant for Coke and stuff, and he told me that just recently that it's always been Coke and Pepsi, 1 and 2, 1 and 2, 1 and 2. And then in this last year, it's now Coke, Diet Coke, and Pepsi number 3.
Wow.
And that just shows you the branding and the marketing. And he was telling me that we should come in and, give Coca-Cola 1,000, workouts, blah, 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 blah. And, this way you get corporate sponsored for that because they'll be able to say that. And I'm just thinking, I don't know, man. I've said some pretty bad things about Coke. And I just say what I feel, I don't think I could really do it only because I always tell people I'd rather see you drink regular Coke than Diet Coke because all the, the chemicals that's in the Diet Coke, I'd rather you snort Coke than drink Coke. And I think that comment may come back and bite me in the ass if I was interested in Coke.
But I, nice. But I wouldn't know it. I wouldn't know it. I wouldn't. I'm bringing somebody to the photo shoots and stuff. They're called Zevia, and Zevia you can find at a Whole Foods or something like that.
Yeah.
And awesome. Has anybody tried it yet?
I saw it on the shelf like last week, and I didn't pick it up. I was like, I haven't had a soda in so long, and I'm thinking maybe I'll try it. But
well, I tell you, there's nothing bad in it at all. And it says on the can, and, you know, the letters where it's got, you know, the different writings and stuff, it said, what soda always should have been. And I just started laughing. I was thinking, wow, that's a quote, you know?
Yeah.
So are we supposed to have Kyle on today? Is he supposed to come on?
Yeah, I've got him in the queue.
Oh, awesome, awesome. Well, let me, before we bring Kyle on here, matter of fact, just throw him into the queue. It was funny because me and Steve were up in we made it like a 1-2 punch where we're going to go see Kyle and going to go see, because Kyle's whole family does the workout. And we were going to go from there to go see Stacy, and they're not too far away, about a, you know, maybe 2-hour ride away. And we're back in the area where Steve grew up. I think it's called Norwich. And it's the country. I mean, you can't get any more country than this. I've traveled all over the South, you know, the Southeast and the Southwest, and I've been to as country places you can get, and this is up in the country up there and farms everywhere. And we could not find Kyle's house. And Steve used to live there. And we drove right by it. We just didn't see the number, and you know, we drove back. Right, we got the GPS. You know, the GPS doesn't always work though,
especially out in the country.
Yeah, and I thought we'd lose the signal, but anybody who has a GPS like on their Apple phone, Steve got it. He got the Google, went there and got the Google GPS because then it doesn't work off your phone. So you lose your phone signal and you're using that map thing, you're screwed, you know. But if you got one of those GPS things, and the app's like 99 cents, and then you got to pay $9.99, but it's worth it, you know, to have, because this thing's got everything on it. It still didn't get us right to Kyle's house, but he got us real close. So when Steve got out, he got the camera out there, and he's filming the people like, oh, Steve, how are you? And he's just filming them, and then I popped out of the car. And when he's got a kid, how old are you, Kyle? You there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you good, man. Welcome to the show, buddy. Glad to have you on, man.
I'm glad to be here.
So when Steve was filming you, did you have any idea that I was there? Did you have any idea?
I had no clue. I was suspicious when Steve said that we just passed Oxford, which is the town down. So I had no clue.
Oh, man. I wanted to hit him in the head. He's going, what? He's looking at me like, what? And I can't talk because the phone, instead of turning it on his other side of his body, I got to lean around his head and go, you said weeds. And he goes, ooh, he goes, I. I would have knocked the shit out of that. So you didn't listen to him, though. You were suspicious, though, huh?
No. Total surprise.
Now, how old are your kids?
I've got a 4-year-old, a 5-year-old. 9-year-old, and then I had one in college that wasn't here when you're here.
Right. Which one of them said, because I didn't catch that, but Steve said it and started laughing later. I don't know if he got it on film or not. Which one said, he's real? Which one
said
that?
Yeah, that's my youngest one, Job, the 4-year-old. We're always telling him, you know, that TV show is not real. Then when he sees you, he goes, are you the real DDP or are you the fake one?
That was funny, man. That was really funny. Your kids got a boatload of energy. I guess they reminded me of me when I was a little kid running around in circles and stuff.
Yeah, they never run out.
So give us a viewpoint from your point of view, what happened on that day, man.
It was wonderful. It was a total surprise. I'm expecting just to do this little interview with Steve, and you know, then he'd be on his way, you know, half hour, hour. I was thinking, you know, then you popped out, and it's like the energy level just peaked. You know, here my mother, she's was like hanging out upstairs, all nervous and shy. And as soon as she knew Dallas was there, she's like, I have to go down. But it was really good. And I'm glad. When I'm thinking about it, I'm glad you did talk to my mother, because she really needed to hear that, and she's actually going to start doing stuff with us slowly but surely, because that night she actually ended up in the ER with heart palpitations and thinking she was having a heart attack. So between your talk and that, I think she's finally, you know, seen she's got to, you know, get up and do something.
That's a wake-up call.
Yeah,
big time.
Yeah, because she's well over 100 pounds over where she should be.
And it's just
funny. Yeah, you know, it was funny. She kept telling DDP, you know, well, I can't because I'm 62. I can't because I got fibromyalgia. I can't because I have sugar. And, you know, he basically said, bull, you know, you just got to get off your butt and want to do it and do it.
It's not like she would have any support with your family, man. Damn.
Yeah.
You know,
go ahead.
No, I'm saying she has a ton of support there, and that is the most pivotal part of this. And listen, guys, I just want to, you know, welcome you on the show, Kyle, because I got another show I got to go to, but you're in great hands with these guys here, and it was a real pleasure coming up there and meeting your family and everything. And I have really, after being with your daughter Brianna, who's 8, and you got to see this girl do the workout. She's amazing. Just like my buddy Marlon's daughter Skylar, my niece Skylar. I'm thinking about putting together like 4 kids to do the DDP yoga for kids, and we'll talk more about that later. We got to get done with this part first. But hey, Ben, glad you're on the show, guys. Take care of the helm. I got to go on to the next show, and I will talk to you guys later.
See you
guys.
All right, Kyle, man. So that had to have been a pretty crazy day for you. How long? I guess you guys had to have a workout in, right?
Yeah, we did a live workout. That was pretty neat. You know, still not knowing what's coming next. You know, the live workouts always seem better when you don't know.
So that'll probably be just like the streaming workouts that he's had. Have you been on the streaming workout too? The live workout.
Yep.
Okay. How did those compare? Tell people, because people who have the DVDs, I don't think they realize when they see, like, the DDP Yoga, and then if they haven't seen DDP Yoga Extreme, or the streaming workouts, it's a different beast, isn't it?
Yeah, totally different. Yeah. The energy level is a lot higher because, as far as the extreme live workouts, those, you know, like I said, you don't know what's coming up next, so, or you don't know how long it's going to go, because, like, Dallas was saying, okay, we're going to do, you know, this move 10 times, but every time you mess up, we're going to start over. And, of course, my wife, every time, you know, on the 8th time, messed up, so start back over. it was a lot of fun, though.
Yeah, Doug Steffen, his name's been dropped a couple times, a good friend of DDP, you know, Team DDP Yoga, myself and Robert and Stacy.
Mm-hmm.
He warned me. He warned me about that. He's like, you should see some of this new stuff he's doing. And he's like, you have to watch him because, like, on exploding knees or calf raisers or something, if he gets to 5 and you do 6, he starts back over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's kind of like Simon says.
That's exactly what he calls it. He says, you know, this exercise is Simon Says. And, yeah, he did that on the live one. And, of course, the last live one, he was the only one there, so we didn't have any of the repercussions, but, man.
Yeah, dude, at some point, I'd love to be in front of a class and pull that kind of stuff. That'd be awesome just to see people's faces, because being in front of people and seeing the different way they do the workouts, that's like, I don't want to spoil anything for anybody on the Arthur workout, but I warned people last week, and if there's new people this week, new people going to the retreat, just don't sweat on Arthur's mat, okay? I'm sure somebody's going to do it, but just don't fess up to it. So.
Well, he says, Arthur says something about treating people with babies or something like that. And I've never done his class, so I didn't get the joke. But what was he talking about?
Proving people's babies? Wait, I heard that totally not the way I was supposed to.
Probably not. Treating people like babies or calling people babies or something to that effect. And I had no clue what he was talking about.
Calling people. Oh, you know, maybe he was talking about don't tell them your age. Was that it?
It may have been. I may have misunderstood him.
I don't know. Who knows, man? Yeah, but he's got, Arthur's definitely got the tricks up his sleeve. And I mean, the day I saw him, he was the Energizer Bunny, because I think we were either the first or second of 4 workouts he did that day, and our workout was 2 hours. So mm-hmm. he might be calling everybody babies because they're stopping after an hour. Who knows?
That sounds like Arthur.
Yeah,
when he's on the show, he comes through so humble and mild-mannered, and then he just becomes evil.
He's tough.
he is the Darth Vader. No, he's more like, he is like the emperor of yoga. He can, but he gives a one wicked workout. So anybody who is a fan of Arthur, if you're thinking about the retreat, just do it and go. It's going to be a good time. I'm still, I had some time constraints and some stuff going on, but I may be able to reconsider here. So I don't know. Kyle, are you going down?
No, I'm not going to be able to make it.
This is the second of many, so there's going to be plenty coming up. But
in the chat, we're talking about maybe trying to do a northeast get together.
Yeah, Diamond Dave Orth threw a chat up for a northeast, and we kind of threw a DDPY in DC 2012. So I think that was sort of the idea. If anybody's interested in that, one of the greatest times I had was meeting Doug and going down to DC, and actually we were hanging out around Baltimore and DC. And it was a great time. And in the middle of summer, in June, if somebody plans it 2 or 3 months out, there's plenty of parks. I mean, just run out in the middle of the National Mall and try out a DDP yoga workout. That'd be fantastic. So anybody out there listening, if you want to raise your hand, say, yeah, I'm into that. And just go to teamdpyoga.com and get on the site. But sort of back on you, Kyle, man. You've been killing it. So, if people saw where you started and don't know sort of your backstory, like, how old are you? Like when did you get into this? Was your background ever athletic,
Never did any sports at all. I'm 42, and I just decided one day I didn't want to be overweight, no energy, and basically just, another couch potato in the house, Just figured it's time to pull the weight with my wife, and because it got to the point where it was like really, really stirring up the family, because I just had no energy from not eating right and not exercising, but if I don't know, I gotta really emphasize taking those 6-week flex pitchers, because I did not take mine. I did a before pitch, but not the flex pitchers, because I listened to myself. And I listened to my wife that said, you're going to be years before you ever, ever can get to that flexibility. And, here I'm 15 weeks later, and, I'm doing what Dallas calls, I guess, grip and burn or something like that. And, Grab and burn, that's what it was. And
are you picking that up to where you can stand up and then extend your leg a little bit?
Yeah, yep.
Nice, nice.
Yeah, they filmed that when they got here, which was difficult because they said, okay, now do that, and I did it. Well, okay, now this time try it this way. So I had to do it like 4 or 5 times in a row, and I mean, my heart rate was pegged, 170 or something, 180, which is, that's on the high end of normal for me, but, that was quite a cardio workout. My flexibility's moved or changed a tremendous amount in such a short period of time, so I just don't want other people to underestimate where it can take you, because I did, and, now I don't have anything to look back to other than, my memory of where I was. But, I couldn't tie my shoes without, stopping down, sitting down, picking up my foot, because my hamstrings were so tight, and, then I had this, I guess it's called a straightening of the spine and the neck. And that was causing, I was on all kinds of medications for the pain from that and stuff. And all the stretching, the twist and lunge and stuff, I think is the reason that's gone. I mean, I don't get the headaches from it anymore. I don't have to take painkillers. At first I was like, I'm never going to be able to turn around and look at my hand, and it just... weird that it's such short of a period of time that it's, easy. I mean, just blows my mind. I mean, like I was telling the people in the chat, I said that I just get up in the morning and I walk by the mirror and I have to, like, stop because, you know, being that I change so fast and, you know, in such a short period of time, I, like, have to, like, second guess, you know, is that me? You know, still trying to convince my four-year-old they didn't paste my head on another body.
Yeah, dude, because, I mean, your results are fantastic. Some of the best I think I've ever seen, and especially given the time period. But people should take a look at those. Look at your beginning pics. I'm almost thinking we should start like a Guys with Beards club and throw our pictures in there because you had the look on your face that it was like you had a scruffy beard. I don't know if you've seen mine, but I had this big like Grizzly Adams beard.
Yep.
And you look at you then, and just in your face, I mean, if people want to see what satisfaction, like desire and happiness is, look at your face from the first picture to your face in that picture where you're flexing and you're just all ripped up, man. It's amazing. You got to feel so much better.
Oh, I do. I still, you know, look at them and can't believe, you know, that's me, you know. Just
Kyle, how often do you do the workouts?
I do them. I try to do at least, I mean, right now for the last probably 3-4 weeks, I've probably been doing at least 2 a day, 5 days a week, and 5 to 6 days a week. But 1 day a week, I take it easy and do just one, you know, and that depends. The workout depends on, you know, what if there's anything bothering me, you know, like if I feel like overworked my upper body, you know, I might do below the belt or whatever. But, you know, a lot of those days, that second workout might just consist of red hot core. You know, some days it might consist of, you know, double black diamond and below the belt, you know, it all depends. But I like to do one early in the morning and one right before bed because in the morning it's like my coffee gets me juiced and energized for the day. And at the end of the day, it, you know, it gives me that quick energy. But, you know, when there's nothing going on in the house, I'm, you know, spent. I'm ready for bed. And I too, used to be on medication for sleeping. And, you know, I don't need that anymore either. So it's worked out for me in so many different ways. There's not enough time really to get into them all, but it's totally
changed. You're a great example of consistency yielding results because as great a program as this is, if you, you know, put it aside and do it every so often, you're really not going to see a lot of change or transformation. It's just, and you don't have to do it twice a day. Some people do. But if you just keep regular with it, you're right. I mean, the results are pretty rapid, and I mean, I just know that from my own experience.
Yeah, I feel that two important things is your inspiration, you know, your reason for doing or wanting to get healthy, and consistency. I mean, those two things kind of work hand in hand for me. I mean, even if there's days you're so exhausted, you're like, I can't do a workout, I'll throw a, you know, stand up in or something, and I just won't engage. You know, I'll just go through the moves just to keep the habit going, you know, because I found that if you skip 1 day or 2 days, sometimes I can turn into 3 days, but I've been staying consistent, so.
No, that's a great idea because if you throw it in and you cut down the engagement, a lot of people think, oh, it's so much work, especially if you think you're hitting the wall. And you were telling me you did that the other day, and that's a great idea. Like, you see, Dallas, he says, I don't have to engage here. You don't have to engage the whole workout if you don't want. Like he said earlier, a shitty workout's better than no workout.
True.
You know?
Yeah. And another thing that I did wrong at first is must have been 6 weeks, I didn't have a heart rate monitor just because I couldn't afford one at the time. I bought my wife one, but after I bought that, I couldn't get over it. It was like I just had a whole new set of DVDs. I mean, the workouts were like, I don't know, the level of the workout just doubled. I mean, it's kind of like having a trainer right there to tell you, you know, you're not pushing it hard enough, you're pushing it too slow. But, I mean, I didn't understand the importance of it. You know, I thought it was just, you know, more of a calorie thing, you know, but.
So, Kyle, I talked to Steve yesterday, who obviously interviewed you interviewed you, and he was, you know, really impressed with your progress, but said that you've made a lot of advancements, not only physically, but mentally, and it's really affected a lot of parts of your life.
Yeah, I was on a lot of medications for asthma and medications for anxiety and depression, because I suffer from extreme anxiety attacks and depression, social disorders, all that kind of jazz. But what I have found, and I'm not even really sure the whole reasoning behind it, but when I do the workouts, it just kind of clears my mind, like in the morning I'd wake up with, usually with the anxieties and the panic attack, wake up first thing in the morning, but after doing the exercise, it just kind of clears your mind, you know, put yourself somewhere else, and plus I think the healthier eating is, you know, a factor with that. But, you know, the asthma, I'm not sure that, I think it's just because I'm more physically active. I don't have all that weight sitting on my chest and stuff. But yeah, I've came a long ways with all that. I mean, I was on 5 different medications, and I'm not on any of them anymore.
Wow.
That's cool. Yeah, they
really good.
Yeah, as far as the mood stuff and getting a good workout in and feeling good about it, even if it's like a short-term thing, you know, the endorphins and the effect of the workout, those being released into your system, are said to have like a great stress-reducing effect, and even can alter your mood just from getting out there and you know, sort of busting your ass for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, my wife was telling Dallas that she liked the workouts, because anytime she's stressed and angry and want to like rip everybody's head off, she can jump in and do a workout, and you know, it goes away. So I was kind of picking on her, telling her that, yeah, that's why I'm so skinny, because we have to work out like all the time.
How'd she take that?
Well, she's really good. I mean, we've been together since 89, so you know, we got 20 some years together, so she knows how to take me. Yeah,
that's very cool.
Yeah. And it's helped us a lot with our marriage and our family, because we never really had a lot in common, because years ago I was into heavy partying. I mean, really, really bad stuff. And she was right there with me. Then when we quit all that, the only thing we had left in common was to eat and watch TV, you know, which led to where we were, you know. But now the working out, all of us, my whole family does it. And it's kind of drew us closer together with that. And, you know, and we're there to let each other know when we're kind of sliding a little bit on, you know, the eating. You like try to, every now and then I got to drag her out of the, you know, away from the Snicker bars, and you know, and she does the same thing for me. So it's really helped, and it's helped with my I used to get angry fairly quick, and my kids have noticed that I don't do that now. I mean, just because, I don't know if just because I spend all that energy working out, but they really notice the difference, which is good.
That's great. It's great for family. I know you and I have been talking, and like I'm in awe of, like, and impressed with how your family's jumped into it. And you know, my oldest is as old as your youngest, and I can't wait until he gets to where your daughter is doing it with you, because like he sits and imitates, and it's amazing to think that you're at the age where you're changing your life, but they're at the age where you're giving them some of the best building blocks that if she makes it a habit when she's 8 years old, how much better is her quality of life going to be, you know? And it's not even with the exercises, and then you throw up sort of the attitude that's coming along with it. It's amazing. It's a life changer.
That's kind of the another part of the reason we have taken this journey, because my youngest son, the four-year-old Job, he was born with 2 heart defects, and one of them is a coarctation of the aortic valve, you know, so we're like, you know, we need to teach him how to eat healthy, how to be healthy at a young age, rather than waiting until he's, you know, already in bad shape and, you know, needing to reverse it. So I think it's a lot easier to start out that way than it is to backtrack. But,
yep.
I mean, either way is good, but, but yeah, he was kind of an eye-opener for us. Yeah.
If there's anybody out there, just should throw it out real quick before we wrap up. If you want to call in, you got a question for Kyle. I know you've been a source of inspiration for us and a lot of people on the site. But if you want to give him a shout out, 347-994-1216, and you can get us on the line, ask any of us a question, give a shout out to Kyle. If you want to do it in the chat room, Stacy's in there. She's ready to take questions and throw them out. So feel free, people, to pop them right in. Now,
hey,
Scott, if you had, yeah.
Oh, quick question from Tyler Hackenberg. Do you know when the next live workout is going to be?
I do not, Robert.
No, we don't have that scheduled right now. We're kind of in infomercial mode right now, so that's really what all of us are focusing on. So we'll probably pick that up again in another couple of weeks, probably.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, and for Katie out there, she's telling me I better start training while she's due. My youngest is Jude, and since we're Katie and I are both Jericho fans, we've been called, she kind of dubbed him Y2 Jude, and he will get started. He was in his first infomercial today. My boy Jude got picked to be in a product commercial for a company in Pittsburgh that makes Mama Roo it is. It's like an ergonomic natural kind of baby swig, which is pretty cool. So.
Wow.
like father, like son. Hopefully he changes his life at the beginning and not in somewhere midstream like I did. A change at any time for the better is always good.
Definitely.
That's right.
So, Kyle, if you had one thing that you had to tell somebody, you know, we talk a lot about how people start the program, you know, having struggles going. And we have so many people joining right now. And I think what a lot of people have is a stumbling block kind of getting into it. If you had one thing that you had to tell somebody who set into the program today, what they needed to do to be successful, what would that one thing be?
I think it's don't underestimate the what DDB Yogi can do for you. I mean, that's what it was for me. I mean, and, you know, of course, the consistency.
Yeah. And, Stacy, like, I want to throw out, I'm glad Kyle brought up consistency, because if there is a measure of consistency, I mean, how long have you been DDP yoga-ing?
Well, since January 2009. It's been a regular part of my life, and you know, I don't always do it five times a week, but I do it at least three, and you know, and sometimes my biggest lifesaver is the fat burner, because it's 25 minutes,
yep.
And who doesn't have time for that? So there's always a way to fit it in somehow.
Yeah, my staple maintaining is energy and fat burner, because I mean. Three kids all under the age, or three and under right now, one turning four. Trying to find that time. That's why I'm working out after the show tonight, because this is when I have the most time that I can do at least pull an hour together. But, yeah, you've got 3 years under your belt. Robert, how long have you been with DDP Yoga?
About 5 or 6 years, somewhere around there.
I've got 2 years, and Kyle, you're 14 weeks, but, bro, I think the way you're talking, in a year and in 2 years from now, we're going to be talking to you saying the same thing. We all want to push for the DDPY, DDP Yoga Hall of Fame, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's an honor.
That's going to be an awesome honor. I think if you don't know what we're talking about, guys, DDP for the upcoming retreat decided – every place else has a Hall of Fame. Why doesn't DDP Yoga? So he's going to have a surprise reveal for somebody who's been, and this is for everybody on the retreat. It's going to be a big surprise for them, but I guess there's going to be somebody who is going to be the first to join the DDP Yoga Hall of Fame. I think that's awesome.
Right.
I mean, always constantly something. There's always someplace else to go. So you guys have anything else? We got any? I'd imagine we don't have any callers, but
no. I like the vote of confidence there, but no, we don't.
I figure we're hitting about 10 o'clock. It's about it's about that time. And I'll give a shout-out to Sarah, my sister-in-law, who just hopped in. Best physical therapist on the face of the planet. So props to you, Doc.
Says you.
Says me. She'll tell you the thing. So you guys got any last thoughts, anything you want to leave the people with?
No, other than just, you know, just do it. It sounds so trite, but if you commit to 2-3 times, I mean, you're investing in your health like nothing else, you know. So just can the excuses and put yourself first, you know.
Yeah, well, everyone who does it is amazed at the results. So I think, yeah, do it kind of works.
Absolutely. That's for you,
and
Carrie.
I'm looking forward to seeing you both. This is going to be unreal to see all these people in person.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
It's going to be crazy.
You know what? I keep thinking to myself, and it's kind of a shame that we won't have a chance to do it this time, and maybe at some point the stars will align, but if we could all be at the same place to do a radio show, like, you know, Dallas is always like, man, we got to get in there, let's get the energy and whatnot, but it's like, it's so tough when you don't see the person that you're talking to, know when they're stopping, or, you know, you don't want to talk over somebody to have, like, the natural sort of back and forth, which I think we do a pretty good job, considering we're all on the phone, and there's, like, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6 of us sometimes.
Yeah.
But if we had, like, a live radio show where we were all just in one spot at one time, that could be the most awesome DDP radio that we would have ever done on the face of the planet.
Yeah, that would be cool.
This may have been before you came along, Stacey and Sparky, but maybe you remember this, I don't know. But there was a time that we were doing DDP radio, and Dallas was over at Yoga Doc's house. And, of course, Yoga Doc, one of the things he does is he's got his band. But at the end of the show, his band kicked up and played us out. That was the outro for the show. So that would be even cooler to do live.
Okay, live band, so, that's what we need.
So we all need to make a retreat. We need to get Yoga Doc's band to fly in.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to have the DDP radio show extravaganza.
Yeah, you're spending money we haven't made yet, brother.
What's
let's
that?
Let's put it on.
Go ahead, Stacey.
No, it's just let's put it on our to-do list, you know? We'll make it happen.
Yeah, I was going to say, Sparky, you're spending money we haven't made yet.
Hey, all right, we'll make it happen. Hey, this place, and people don't know if you just jumped in, but, I mean, DDP Yoga is going places that it's never been. Stick around for the ride because it's going to be an awesome one. This year, there's going to be so much change from now till the end of the year, and then just wait.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing.
It absolutely will be. So with that, I've got nothing else. If you guys got nothing else, I think it's time to bust it.
I'm with you, brother.
All right.
I'll see you guys soon.
Yep, Kyle, thanks so much for coming on the show, bro.
Thanks, Kyle.
You're an inspiration.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you're welcome. For Stacey and Robert, thanks, guys, for another wonderful show. It's always a pleasure doing the show with you. It's been fun, but you got to get up out of here. Guys, when the 10% comes knocking, kick it in the ass. Live life at 90%.
Checked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige. Into the diamond cutter.
I don't believe it. Diamond cutter out of the powerbomb.
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work and, most importantly,
own your life.
Talk Radio.